It's time for another B moment. Let's let our hearts say, this is my B moment. My moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. So today I am humoring myself somewhat about those times when I tried to play God's executive assistant. You know, I think there are two types of situations. They're either the situations that I think I need to fix and I insert myself, whether it's at work or in family relations, you know, and then there are those situations that I don't want to have anything to do with. I know they need fixing and I'm sort of pulled in because you feel like you're the glue. And if not you, then who, right? I think God had a laugh right back at me because he led me to Judges 7:3, which I was not familiar with this story. This is about the Gideon and Midianite armies at battle. And God tells Gideon to let all of the fearful soldiers go home, and he reduces his forces initially by 22,000. So now the other army is 135,000 to Gideon's 32,000. The odds are 4-1. God reduces Gideon's army again, making those odds now 13-1. Finally, God reduces his odds. Gideon is fighting 135,000 men to Gideon's 300, or rather the odds are 450-1. Now, need I say who won that battle? And this is what God is saying. This is when I do my best work. You can please take your hands off the wheel. I got this. I not only have the situation, but I have you as well. The scripture today, Isaiah 30:15. Only in returning to me and resting in me will you be saved. In quietness and confidence is your strength. Finally, will you recognize today that God longs for worshipers and not executive assistants? Finally, share this B moment because others also desire to be inspired.